This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The Kardashians ended filming their long-running reality series after 14 long years. Shortly after news of the series end made headlines, a source told us that Kim and matriarch Kris Jenner, Kourtney, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie were, quote, done with long hours of filming and wanted a break to consider their options, unquote. Next stop, Hulu. Gee, thanks. Last year, Katy Perry, 36, was granted a temporary restraining order against a man named William Terry, who showed up at Katy's property after reportedly harassing her family on social media. He was charged with trespassing and was due in court in LA last week, but was a no-show. Gee, what would his defense have been? I stalked a girl and I liked it? The movie release schedule will pick up on April 23rd with the release of A Quiet Place 2. Then, Marvel's Black Widow on May 7th, Warner Brothers' Godzilla vs. Kong, and 20th Century's Free Guy May 21st, and three titles on May 28th. Infinite starring Mark Wahlberg, Disney's Cruella with Emma Stone, and Universal's F9. We'll see. Postponed. Sorry, Bridgerton fans, a real-life romance between the show's leading actors just isn't in the stars. After approximately 63 million viewers tuned into the Netflix hit series produced by Shonda Rhimes, fans were quick to speculate that there may be something more between the series' two stars, Rashae Jean Page and Phoebe Dynevor. But we hear that's not the case. Dang. The stars of the upcoming Sex and the City revival at HBO Max are about to have plenty of cash. Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis will each bank over $1 million per episode for the 10-episode series. All three will star in the show, as well as serve as executive producers. As for Kim Cattrall, she passed on the reunion. No Cosmos for her. Azalea Banks left California for Miami along with something very disturbing. Banks admitted to digging up the remains of her 3 months dead cat, Lucifer. Yeah. She posted, quote, taking my bitch to Miami, unquote. She showed off a shrine that included her cat's skull, a bottle of champagne, a $100 bill, and a bottle of Chanel No. 5. Okay. Amber Heard denies Johnny Depp's claim that she pocketed the $7 million divorce settlement instead of giving it to charity. Yep, Depp's legal team is using the fact she hasn't yet honored her pledge to give the money to Children's Hospital Los Angeles and the American Civil Liberties Union as part of his appeal against the loss of his defamation case. Wow, messy. Quarterback Tom Brady and wife model Gisele Bündchen have sold their mansion for $33 million. The property had been on the market for over a year. The 12,000-square-foot estate in Brookline, Massachusetts, was sold to James Kittler, president of JDJ Family Office Services. The couple moved to Florida after he signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's nice to be them. A person tried to break into Sean P. Diddy Combs' home in L.A. It's unclear whether anyone was home at the time of the incident, but a caretaker discovered the break-in. Diddy, 51, has been spending most of his time in Miami during the coronavirus. The home where the attempted burglary took place was Diddy's home with his late ex, Kim Porter, who died there in 2018. Sad. Courtney Cox is showing off her love for Johnny McDade. The 56-year-old actress took to Instagram to share a pic with her on-and-off beau of more than 7 years. The pic marks the couple's first publicly shared image since they reunited after 9 months apart due to COVID-19 quarantines. I suspect they've been f***ing like rabbits ever since he got back. What? Ricky Gervais wants to be fed to lions when he dies. The 59-year-old afterlife star said he wants his body to be eaten by the animals so he can give something back to nature. Ricky said, quote, "It would be good to be fed to lions at London Zoo. We eat animals, and at least then I could give something back," unquote. I bet the lions would say, too fatty. Iman paid an emotional tribute to her late husband David Bowie as she honored the fifth anniversary of his birthday and death. Iman's post to Instagram read, quote, "If I had a flower for every time I thought of you, I could walk through my garden forever," unquote. January 8th would have been his 74th birthday. He passed away from liver cancer January 10th, 2016. Miss him. Bruce Willis was asked to leave an L.A. Rite Aid store after he refused to wear a mask. People inside the store became upset that Willis, 65, wasn't wearing a mask despite having a bandana tied around his neck, which he could have easily pulled up. We're told the Die Hard star, who was photographed at the store without the mask, walked away without making his purchase. What a putz. Ben Affleck's directorial slate is expanding. Ben's set to take on the best-selling book series Keeper of the Lost Cities with Affleck on board to direct and produce the project for Disney. He starred in last year's sports drama The Way Back and recently wrapped filming on Ridley Scott's The Last Duel and New Regency's Deep Water. We'll drink to that. Sorry. The Trash Bin. 3 months after endorsing Donald Trump for president, actress Kirstie Alley called out Twitter for permanently suspending his account. The former Cheers star, 69, who called it censorship and even likened the ban to slavery, said, quote, "This censorship proves big tech now holds the keys to the chains," unquote. I have an idea. Why don't you censor yourself?
The news wrap-up.
Parler has filed a federal lawsuit against Amazon for yanking support for being an unchecked forum for hate groups and militias. $150 billion has been wiped off the cryptocurrency market in 24 hours as Bitcoin pulled back. Apple is touting its record App Store holiday sales. Tesla has become the fifth most valuable U.S. company, passing Facebook. Ka-ching.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Wonder Woman, 1984, for the fourth week.
The number one album.
It's Dangerous, the double album from Morgan Wallen.
The number one app.
It's Crossfire, the number one most paid app.
The number one book.
It's A Promised Land by Barack Obama for the eighth week.
17-year-old Olivia Rodrigo started acting in theater productions back in elementary school. She became famous for her roles as Paige Olvera on the Disney Channel series Bizardvark and Nini Salazar-Roberts on the Disney Plus series High School Musical: The Series. When she began working on her first television show, Bizardvark, she was only 13 years of age. When she landed her most recent role on High School Musical, she wasn't just acting on the series. She also wrote All I Want and co-wrote Just for a Moment with co-star Joshua Bassett for the show's soundtrack. Now the multi-talented artist has released a song and we love it. Here's Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Driver's License.
And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel so them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home to you. And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. Oh, and I just can't imagine how you could be so. Forever now I drive alone past your street.
Red lights, stop.
That was Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Driver's License. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.